Let's check in Puerto Rico after the island's governor, Ricardo Rossello, announced late last night that he will resign after days of protests against him because of the release of private chat messages in which he made sexist and homophobic comments. Federico de Jesus once worked for the government in Puerto Rico. He now runs a consulting company, FDJ Solutions, in D.C., but he's in San Juan. We spoke on Monday as protests were building again. Federico, how are you?
I'm living history, Robin. This is amazing. And I just happened to be here for a family affair and happened to be part of it. So it's amazing, really.
Well, tell us more about that, because when Governor Rossello made this announcement as part of a televised speech last night, the crowds were on the street. They were listening to him talk about the accomplishments of his administration when he said, "And I will be stepping down." And what happened on the streets?
The fireworks erupted. People started cheering. I wasn't actually there that night. I have been to the protest several times, but not to Old San Juan yesterday. But after the announcement, you could hear the crowds in all of the buildings around the neighborhood where I'm staying just cheering, an instantaneous uproar. However, your listeners should know that this isn't over. And what do I mean by that? The governor hasn't physically or electronically sent out an official letter of resignation. And this morning, the House Speaker said that he was going to go ahead with impeachment proceedings anyway because he doesn't trust the governor. And the importance of that is that if the governor resigns today, or if he resigns effective August 2nd, as he said, there's no Secretary of State to substitute him, which according to the Commonwealth Constitution, that would be the person who would step in. And that position is vacant. The problem with that is that the Attorney General of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez, has been tainted. She was actually referred to the ethics office by the governor himself. And this morning, the Center for Investigative Journalism, which is the group that actually leaked the chats, revealed emails suggesting that she was trying to cover up an investigation on mismanagement and corruption. So the people won't take that standing if she's the governor. And everybody who's anybody is asking the governor to please appoint an actual Secretary of Justice that would have credibility in Washington, D.C., and would have legitimacy among the people. And we don't have that right now, Robin.
Okay. So as you've just laid out, there's concerns about who might replace the governor. But are there other concerns as well? You and others, those thousands in the street, have obviously very much wanted this governor to leave after that leak of those terrible, sexist, homophobic group messages. Also, he spoke ill of survivors of the hurricane. Just, terrible for any leader. But I'm sure there are people in the Commonwealth who wanted him to stay. Are you concerned that there's a division now among Puerto Ricans?
You know, Robin, I don't know of anybody who wants the governor to stay. In fact, last week there was a group that started a petition, not a petition, but they circulated a flyer for a march to support the governor, and no one went. That doesn't mean that there aren't close aides or family members who obviously would have wanted him to stay, but at this point I think even his closest aides and family were pleading with him to resign. There's 12 vacancies. As cabinet heads are empty in the Commonwealth government. And so, really, I don't see any support for him in the streets whatsoever.
Well, and you also have other problems in the government, a former Puerto Rico education secretary and five others, including current and former government officials, have been arrested by the FBI for suspected unlawful acts having to do with federal funding. There's huge problems with money, especially after the hurricane. How concerned are you? I mean, there's jubilation now, but is that going to turn to even more concern when you realize what has to happen?
Well, look, Robin, I think that you mentioned corruption, and there has been systemic corruption in Puerto Rico, although this governor took it to the next level in his administration. But looking forward, what does concern many people is not just the governor, but the undemocratic junta, the fiscal oversight board, in power in Puerto Rico. They're lobbying to get more control over Puerto Rico's affairs. But if you listen to the chants on the street, people were literally saying, "Ricky, renuncia y llévate la junta," which means, "Ricky, resign and take the board with you." Mm-hmm. And so if Congress starts to try to even attempt to give more powers to the board, I think the street here isn't going to accept it. And the importance of this movement is that Puerto Ricans said, we want to have a say over our own destiny. And so to empower another bureaucrat that nobody elected to rule over their affairs would be unacceptable to people. And bear in mind that this fiscal board was not only unelected, But it is also rife with conflicts of interest, and there is a bill right now in Congress to try to address that. And so this isn't the body that has the expertise or, frankly, the legitimacy to handle the hurricane disaster relief dollars.
That's Federico de Jesus, formerly of the Puerto Rican government. He now runs the consulting company FDJ Solutions in Washington, D.C., just happens to be in San Juan, as you said, Federico, in this moment in history. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate it.